RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by Voi Green and News in Brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Vice President says President has selected Basholder as next TNI chief. Indonesia is potential partner for Serbia. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo has appointed Army Chief of Staff General Gatot Nurmantio as the candidate of the next commander of the Indonesian military TNI. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said the President had chosen the best soldier to spearhead the TNI. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said when attending the opening of State Ship Apparatus Coordination Meeting at Grandside Hotel on Wednesday, June 10, 2015, that the President has wisely chosen the best, of course. All of them are exceptionally, but surely there is one who stands out. President Joko Widodo has proposed Gato as the sole candidate for the next helmsman of the military to the House to replace General Murdoko, who is due to retire on August 1st. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said he had discussed Gato's nomination with the President before the four-star general was proposed to the House. President spokesperson Teten Marsudi, Associated and Mastuki said President Joko Widodo appointed Gatot after mulling over the objective of Indonesia military organizational revitalization to take on geopolitical, geoeconomic and regional geostrategy changes. Indonesia is a potential partner for Central and Eastern European region in economic trade and investment. The countries in the region are potential market that needs to be taken seriously or known as the untapped market. Former Indonesian ambassador to the Republic of Serbia and Montenegro, Ambassador Samuel Samson, in a seminar at the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry in Jakarta on Wednesday, said the bilateral relation between Indonesia and Serbia in the economic field is continuously improved because Indonesia has become the partner country for Serbia in the Belgrade Tourism Exhibition in the last 2013. We were fortunate to be a partner country in the last 2013. Indonesia has become a partner country in the Belgrade Tourism Exhibition while the Indonesian Creative Day. Because for me, the creative economy currently is very important. The young generation can take part, mothers can take part so that both countries can move better. And also for the Indonesian student who now can play a role in the Indonesian Creative Day. Furthermore, Ambassador Samuel Samson said that in Serbia there is no restaurant or Indonesian shop, so he asked the young people who involved in the Indonesian Creative Day in Belgrade are capable being as young entrepreneurs who sell the Indonesian products. The bilateral relations between Indonesia and Serbia have improved very well in 60 years since two friendly countries became pioneers of the non-aligned movement. Besides, the Serbian strategy positioned and has had free trade agreement with many European countries can be the hub for Indonesian commodities to enter into those countries. Energy and Mineral Resource Minister Sudirman Said said there is no speck of hope for an efficient domestic crude oil procurement. He revealed plans of cooperation in crude oil imports which had been agreed by six countries. Minister Sudirman said in a hearing with the Energy Commission, told the House of Parliament in the Parliament Building, Senayan, Jakarta recently that those six countries that are ready to supply crude oil to Indonesia are United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Angola, Iraq, Kuwait, and Azerbaijan. Aside from oil procurement, these six countries are ready to invest in the processing sector, which is the construction of refineries. Minister Sudirman has visited energy ministers from the six countries after the Organization of Trade Exporting Countries opened in Vienna, Australia last week. From the meeting, Angola also said that it's ready to invite PT Pertamina for exploring and exploitation of oil fields in the country. The energy minister set a target to be able to take Z-rank investment in oil and gas worth 1.8 quadrillion rupiah for the next 5 years. The government claimed it could invite investors to invest up to 1.2 quadrillion rupiah for the upstream oil and gas activities and 600 trillion rupiah for the downstream activities. Indonesian Marine Affairs and Fisheries Minister, in cooperation with WWF, a global conservation organization, organized Shad and Ray Simpson on 10 until 11 June in Bogor, West Java. The symposium is participated in by 114 participants, namely scientists, academic NGOs, and others, to discuss various aspects starting from biology, socioeconomy, and how to conserve shad and ray as well. On the occasion, Coral Triangle Director of World Wide Fund, Wawan Ridwan, on Wednesday said that shad's population is threatened that need to be well conserved in order to keep ecosystem balance.
Kenapa hiu ini harus menjadi perhatian?
Ecologically, shad is a top predator which has function to keep safe population balance. Therefore, the fishery scientists believe if shad is extinct and the fisheries population possibility and other ecosystems will not healthy. On the same occasion, Didi Sadili from the Marine Affairs and Fisheries Minister said that his ministry had included shad and ray into 20 priority species of strategy plan 2015-2019. He added, based on the Marine Affairs and Fisheries Regulation, Pristis microdont and rhynchodont types are fully protected. It means the both species can be caught and traded. Meanwhile, Carcharhinus longimanus and Spirina are banned to be exported. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Transportation Minister Ignatius Jonan inaugurated a coal port belonging to state-owned coal miner PT Bukit Asam in Tarahan, Lampung on Wednesday. Improving the capacity of the company's coal port was part of a joint commitment and effort to improve synergy among state-owned enterprises, the Transportation Minister said in a statement. Meanwhile, sea transportation and electricity generation are entrusted to state shipping firm PT Bahtera Adiguna and coal-fired steam power plant PLTU Suralaya. The minister said that with the recently built quay, PT-based coal port in Tarahan will become Indonesia's biggest port, with the ability to accommodate vessel with deadweight tonnage around 210,000 deadweight. This can also help push forward the national shipping industry and serve domestic coal needs. Bank Indonesia BI has obliged rupiah use in all regions in Indonesia, be it cash or non-cash transaction. The regulation started effectively on June 1st. Acting Chief of Money Management Department Eko Yulianto said that Bank Indonesia is coordinating with the police to watch the rupiah use in Indonesia. It said on Tuesday, June 9, that violating the regulation can result in 1 year imprisonment and maximum fine around 200 million rupiah. As for non-cash transaction, Bank Indonesia will impose administrative sanction and fine of 1% of the transaction value. Bank and budget administration must also inform rupiah use to their customers. If the customer insists on using foreign currency, bank must request the customer to fill in transaction purposes. His first start of the Governor Board of Bank Indonesia, Lambo Siaan, said that the use of foreign currency has contributed in rupiah's depreciation. Foreign currency use now reaches around 6 until 7 billion US dollars per month. The last item, in the fifth day of SEA Games 2015 in Singapore, Indonesia has the odds to gain more gold medal in four athletic branches. Athletic in total tennis with 12 available gold medals. Other sports also provide gold medal opportunities such as swimming, 6 gymnastics, 6 and boxing, 11. Indonesian hope lies on paddling Sapwatu Rahman, Luciana Satrita and Tri Utami at 200 meter sprint. Indonesia also has Agus Prayogo at 10,000 kilometer marathon. Agus excited by Antara on Wednesday, June 10, that his start will determine the outcome of the marathon. Agus also claimed that his biggest competitor will be Vietnamese athlete Nguyen Van Lai, who once defeated August in 5,000 meters. Other than running, Indonesia also lay hooped on long jump, represented by top athlete Maria Lunda, as well as Pancasila, billiard, bowling, and swimming. Now Indonesia sit at fifth in the table with 70 gold, 20 silver, and 38 bronze medals. The pole position in the hand of the host nation Singapore with 52 gold, 44 silver, and 54 bronze medals. That's news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, coming up next, here is our today's commentary entitled, Will Greece Quit from the European Union? Listener, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker considers the Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras failed to implement economic reforms alternatives as he promised. Juncker urged Tsipras to provide a number of alternative proposals immediately so that negotiations can be resumed this week. On Friday, June the 5th, Tsipras rejected a proposal to reform the European Union as unreasonable. Reform demands for Greece are seen as an aggressive move designed to unleash terror to the Greek government. The European Commission asked for an increase in Greece's economic reforms, including tax increases and cuts in salaries and pensions of civil servants, before the next 7.2 billion euros rescue fund is given. As known earlier, more diplomatic insistence came as Greece has enough money to pay off its debts. Meanwhile, Greece is still stuck in tough negotiations with international creditors in an effort to dilute the rest of the bailout amounted to 7.2 billion euros. This is because of the difficulty in reaching an agreement among the European Union, the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and the European Central Bank, ECB. They demanded Greece do large-scale reforms, given the Greek government that adopts anti-austerity system. What is the result of the Greece's inability to reform the economy and pay off its debts? The greatest possibility is Greece could exit the euro area after 4 months of bailout negotiations failed to unite the agreement of both parties. If this happens, then the euro will face the most difficult period, but it also doesn't mean that the euro area will be dissolved. Although eventually it gives additional grace period to Greece, the IMF sees that it has little possibility for the country experiencing a severe economic crisis to be able to reach an agreement with its creditors in the near future. The same thing was also hinted at by the Greek creditors, who are already quite frustrated with the Greek government for failing to keep its promises to implement the reforms, including cutting salaries and pensions of civil servants. The two options are still denied by Greece. It should be understood that the 7.2 billion euro bailout fund is not only used to pay off the IMF debt, but also to pay the salaries of Greek civil servants. Greece already admitted that it no longer has the money. However, the European Central Bank, ECB, and the IMF refused to provide the funds without a comprehensive agreement. At the same time, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the European Union will not reach an agreement without an approval from the IMF. It means the decision on whether Greece will exit the European Union or not lies in the hands of the Greek government itself. For the European Union, the IMF and other parties have been kind enough to save the country. And listener, that was commentary.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment of our RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past, as recorded in history. We start from June 10, 1942. Germany troops killed people in Lidice and Lazaki as retaliation over the assassination of Lieutenant Reinhard Heydrich. Lidice is a village in the Czech Republic just northwest of Prague. It is built near the site of the previous village of the same name, which was completely destroyed by German forces in reprisal for the assassination in Operation Anthropoid of Reich Protector Reinhard Heydrich in the late spring of 1942. On June 10, 1942, all 173 men over 15 years of age from the village were executed. Another 11 men who were not in the village were arrested and executed soon afterward, along with several others already under arrest. Meanwhile, 184 women and 88 children were deported to concentration camps. A few children considered racially suitable for Germanization were handed over to SS families, and the rest were sent to the Chelno extermination camp, where they were gassed to death. After the war ended, only 153 women and 17 children returned. On June 10, 1947, friendship agreement between Indonesia and Egypt is signed in Cairo. Indonesian President Sukarno sent a diplomatic mission to Egypt in retaliation for the arrival of Abdul Moneim, the Egyptian consul in Bombay, where a few months earlier been to Yogyakarta. Diplomatic mission led by Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, Agus Salim, is tasked to mobilize support for the independence of Indonesia in the international world, and signed a friendship treaty between Egypt and Indonesia. The Treaty of Friendship, Political and Trade between the two countries was signed at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Egypt. The Egyptians, represented by Prime Minister Nakrashi Pasha, who also served as Minister of Foreign Affairs in Egypt, and the Indonesian side was represented by Agus Salim. With the signing of the Friendship Treaty, reinforces the sovereignty of Indonesia as an independent country. Egypt is the only country that recognizes the sovereignty of Indonesia as a de facto and de jure at the time. This agreement is the first victory of Indonesian diplomatic abroad, as the failure of the Netherlands to prevent the recognition of Indonesian sovereignty abroad. We conclude with official inauguration of Suramadu Bridge on June 10, 2009. Suramadu Bridge is the bridge that crosses the Madura Strait, connecting the island of Java and Madura, which also connecting two cities, Surabaya and Bangkalan, exactly eastern Kamal, Indonesia. The bridge was inaugurated on early development by President Megawati Sukarnoputri on August 20, 2003, and it was inaugurated by President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono on June 10, 2009. The construction of the bridge is intended to accelerate development in Madura Island, covering the infrastructure in economy in Madura, which is relatively low compared to other regions in East Java. The establishment of Suramadu Bridge is a new milestone in the development of transportation infrastructure construction in Indonesia. The 5,438-meter bridge is not only the longest in Indonesia, but also in South Asia. The bridge can withstand against earthquakes to 7 on the Richter scale. The Suramadu Bridge was designed with anti-corrosive systems on steel pile foundation. Regarding it connects the two islands, the bridge construction technology is designed to enable ships can pass under the bridge. That's why, in the middle of the bridge, there is available 400 wide space horizontally with a height of about 35 meters. Dear listener, that was Today in History.
today in history.
A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, welcome to Voice Green. Today's edition will talk about World Wildlife Fund, or WWF Indonesia, launches campaign Beli Yang Baik on World Environment Day. Listener, World Wildlife Fund, WWF Indonesia, has officially launched the campaign of Beli Yang Baik, or in English, literally means buy a good thing, on Friday in Jakarta. The launch of the campaign coincides with the World Environment Day. The campaign aims to encourage the public to buy and consume environmentally friendly products. Beli Yang Baik contribute to the theme of the World Environment Day 2015, which is decided by the United Nations Environment Programme UNEP, namely 7 Billion Dreams, One Planet, Consume with Care. On the occasion, Finance Director WWF Indonesia, Retno Utairapantau, said, by buying sustainable products, people will participate to protecting the environment for the future generations.
Tentunya dimulai dari diri kita sendiri tadi ya.
Starting from ourselves, if we are going to shopping, we try to find out the origin of the products. It is easier at the supermarket because we can see it directly. For margarine, palm oil and seafood products, they should be completed with eco-friendly labels. But we cannot see the label in traditional market, so we have to be a smart consumer and ask the trader the origin of goods. Retno moreover said, Beli Yang Baik can be done in a simple way by identifying, demanding, and inviting. Identifying is to find out and understand more about the background of the product, while demanding is to demand the seller to provide environmentally friendly and sustainable products, while inviting is to invite more people to adopt a green lifestyle in daily life. Retno added, Beli Yang Baik campaign is one of the innovations to change lifestyle. Currently, the world population has reached 7 billion, where everyone needs materials to meet the lives. To keep the resources preservation, people should be wise to consume. Retno said there is still lack awareness among Indonesian people to use environmentally friendly products, unlike in Europe and America. Retno asked manufacturers to include labels of evidence of their environmentally friendly products. Although environmentally friendly products is identical expensive, Retno optimistic, if the demand for environmentally friendly products increasing, the price would be cheaper and affordable to public widely. Beli Yang Baik campaign got support from a number of artists such as Davina Haryadi, Jamaica Cafe, Nugi, and Bastian. In line with Retno, Nugi said consumers have contributed to require manufacturers to provide environmentally friendly products. During this time, Nugi implements environmentally friendly style in his daily lives, such as using bicycle as transportation for traveling. Nugi also said he has no difficulties to use environmentally friendly style like the majority of people complaining.
Semuanya emang enak banget kalau udah dilakuin dan jadi kebiasaan.
Everything is awful when it's done and become a habit. Perhaps many people are waiting when a lot of new groups of people doing so. But it turns out that waiting is too long. Bastian, a young singer of Indonesia, said he will begin implementing eco-friendly lifestyle, ranging from no longer use plastic bags and bring their own water bottles. The WWF Indonesia said, without effort to reduce natural resources and excessive consumption, Indonesia certainly will face a shortage of natural resources and environmental degradation. Listener, that was today's Voice Green, from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here are the headlines of several national newspapers published today, Tuesday, June 10, 2015. I'm Dalat Pani. We start with Kompas newspaper. Kompas in its headlines writes, Indonesia is still prospective. In the midst of the weak exchange rate and the correction of the composite stock price index, Indonesia still has a good prospect in the eyes of investors. However, the government still needs to improve communication to reassure investors. The price of stock composite index on Tuesday, June 9, corrected significantly to leave the psychological level of 5,000. The growth of the index became the hardest hit in Asia with -6.26% when it is seen from the beginning of this year. Media Indonesia, in its headline, writes, Bulog prepares to fight speculators. Along with the change of the leadership of Bulog, the government is completing the presidential regulation to strengthen the role of National Logistics Agency, Bulog, as a price support of major food community. With the presidential regulation, Bulog, which is now led by former director of the Micro, Small and Medium of PT Bank BRI, Jarod Kusmayakti, will have the authority to regulate stocks and prices of major food commodities. While Republican newspaper writes, Indonesian citizens in South Korea concerned about MERS. Fear of the spread of the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS, is increasing in South Korea. Some Indonesian citizens who live in the country begin to worry about the outbreak of MERS, which has infected 95 residents and killed 7 people. Chandrani Koirinaya, an Indonesian citizen student who is studying in South Korea, admitted that she starts to be uncomfortable if she sees someone gets flu. We move to Koran Sindo. Sindo in its headlines writes, Cabinet should focus on handling economy. Various parties urge the cabinet led by President Joko Widodo to focus to fix economic issues, which has been increasingly alarming. The government must show the public the real work of restoring the national economy. Chairman of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Suryo Bambang Sulistyo, said the trend of the weakening of rupiah against the US dollar should be addressed by careful because it can harm the economy when it is uncontrolled. We end the headlines with Tempo newspaper, which writes in its headlines, the judge is accused of ignoring the facts. South Jakarta District Court rejected the lawsuit pretrial filed by Novel Baswedan. Juhairi, the single judge, assessed the process of arrest and detention carried out by the Criminal Investigation Department of the National Police Headquarters to the KPK investigator has been in accordance with the procedure. Well, listener, that was the headlines of several national newspapers published today in Jakarta, June 10.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo has appointed Army Chief of Staff General Gatot Nurmantio as the candidate of the next commander of Indonesian military training. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said, the president had chosen the best soldier to spearhead the TNI. Indonesia is a potential partner for Central and Eastern European region in economy, trade and investment. The countries in the region are potential market that needs to be taken seriously or known as an untapped market. Former Indonesian ambassador to the Republic of Serbia and Montenegro, Ambassador Samuel Samson, in a seminar at the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry in Jakarta Wednesday said, the bilateral relation between Indonesia and Serbia in the economic field is continuously improved because Indonesia has become the partner country for Serbia in the Belgrade Tourism Exhibition in the last 2013. Energy and Mineral Resource Minister Sudirman Said said there is no speck of hope for an efficient domestic crude oil procurement. He revealed plans of cooperation in crude oil imports which had been agreed by 6 countries. Minister Sudirman said in a hearing with the Energy Commission for the House of the Parliament in the Parliament Building in Senayan, Jakarta recently that 6 countries that are ready to supply crude oil to Indonesia are United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Angola, Iran, Kuwait, and Azerbaijan. Indonesian Marine Affairs and Fisheries Ministry in cooperation with WWF, a global conservation organization, organized Shot and Raise Symposium on 10 until 11 June in Bogor West, Java. Transportation Minister Ignatius Jonan inaugurated a coal port belonging to state-owned coal miner PT Bukit Asam in Tarahan, Lampung on Wednesday. Bank Indonesian BI has obliged rupiah use in all regions in Indonesia, be it cash or non-cash transaction. The regulation started effectively on June 1st. Acting Chief of Money Management Department Eko Yulianto said that Bank Indonesia is coordinating with the police to watch the rupiah use in Indonesia. In the fifth day of SEA Games 2015 in Singapore, Indonesia has the odds to gain more gold medals in four athletic branches. Athletic in total tennis with 12 available gold medals. Other sports also provide gold medal opportunities such as swimming 6, gymnastics 6, and boxing 11. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157, Jakarta, Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention three tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? 9. Please write your opinion in brief about Indonesia in 500 words. Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to the Apeman Festival in Yogyakarta. Stay tuned. Listener, the holy month of Ramadan will come soon. The residents of Sostro Menduran Hamlet, Gedong Tengen Subdistrict, Yogyakarta will start to make various preparations to welcome the holy month of Ramadan. One of them is by holding the Apeman Sostro Menduran Festival, which was held on June 6, 2015. In the festival, Sostro Menduran villagers made an apem cake together. Although it has become a regular activity, this festival became quite unique because of the performances of the Berkeley Karawitan group from California. This group, called Sari Raras Group, played traditional songs or gending during the Apem Festival. Listener, the Apeman Festival, which has existed since 1970, has become an annual event which is held prior to the month of Ramadan. This tradition has a meaning to forgive each other, where the apem cake becomes a symbol of forgiveness of the people of Yogyakarta. Sostro Menduran, the location of the event, has become one of tourism destinations of Yogyakarta City because it unites with Malioboro. Because this event becomes a media of creativity to introduce the Javanese culture to the people. Apeman tradition at Sostro Menduran does not only promote the cultural element, but also promotes Sostro Menduran tourism by increasing the visits of local and foreign tourists. Listener, the Javanese, especially Jogja people, are very familiar with apem. The cake, which is made from rice flour, coconut milk, and sugar, will be found in the month of Ruah, 1 month before Ramadan. In accordance with the Javanese tradition before Ramadan, Nyadran, or a ritual to commemorate members of family who have passed away, is held. Apem becomes a special requirement which must exist in every Nyadran procession. Listener, the Apeman Festival is started by making apem cake by villagers in front of the district's office. Hundreds of villagers consisting of 70 groups make apem cake together. The peak of the festival is when the apem cakes are paraded through Malioboro Street. All the people who come to the festival can taste the apem cake free of charge. Besides apem, at the festival, a number of traditional foods such as kolak and glutinous rice was also presented. Kolak or kolak is an Indonesian dessert made with palm sugar or coconut sugar and coconut milk with pandanus leaf, which in Latin, pe amaryllifolius, for additional aroma. Well, listener, that's our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet you again with another topic tomorrow. Thank you very much for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today, we feature a topic entitled Bis ke Bandung, or in English means Bus to Bandung. Stay tuned. Listener, as usual, I will introduce you to vocabulary and expression that relate to our today's topic. I will say them to time slowly and you can repeat after me. Bis. Bis, which means bus. Ke Bandung. Ke Bandung, which means to Bandung. Permisi. Permisi, which means excuse me. Sudah berangkat. Sudah berangkat, which means already left. Jam 5 sore. Jam 5 sore, which means at 5 o'clock in the evening. Saya terlambat. Saya terlambat, which means I'm late. Tetapi. Tetapi, which means but. Bis selanjutnya. Bis selanjutnya, which means next bus. Berapa jam? Berapa jam, which means how many hours. Kurang lebih. Kurang lebih, which means around. Tiga jam. Tiga jam, which means 3 hours. Karcis. Karcis, which means ticket. 50.000 rupiah. 50.000 rupiah, which means 50,000 rupiah. Ini uangnya. Ini uangnya, which means here is the money. Ini karcisnya. Ini karcisnya, which means here is the ticket. Terima kasih. Terima kasih, which means thank you. Now we give you an example of a conversation entitled Bis ke Bandung or Bus to Bandung between a buyer or A and a ticket seller or B. I'll say the sentences 2 times slowly and you can repeat after me. A. Permisi, apakah bis ke Bandung sudah berangkat? Permisi, apakah bis ke Bandung sudah berangkat? Which means, excuse me, has the bus to Bandung already left? B. Ya, bis ke Bandung sudah berangkat jam 5 sore. Ya, bis ke Bandung sudah berangkat jam 5 sore. Which means, yes, it left at 5 p.m. A. Wah, saya terlambat. Wah, saya terlambat, which means, oh, I'm late. B. Tetapi Anda bisa naik bis yang selanjutnya. Tetapi Anda bisa naik bis yang selanjutnya, which means, but you can take the next bus. A. Baiklah, berapa jam sampai di Bandung? Berapa jam sampai di Bandung, which means, all right, how many hours does it take to Bandung? B. Kurang lebih 3 jam. Kurang lebih 3 jam, which means around 3 hours. A. Berapa harga karcis ke Bandung? Berapa harga karcis ke Bandung, which means how much is the ticket to Bandung? B. 50,000 rupiah. 50,000 rupiah, which means 50,000 rupiah. A. Baik, saya beli satu karcis. Baik, saya beli satu karcis, which means okay, I'll buy one ticket. Ini uangnya. Ini uangnya, which means here is the money. B. Ini karcisnya. Terima kasih. Ini karcisnya. Terima kasih. Which means here is the ticket. Thank you. Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. Thank you for listening, and we meet again next week with another edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Sampai jumpa.
Is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention 3 tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? 9. Please write your opinion in brief about Indonesia in 500 words. Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, we meet again. In the Music Corner, a segment that introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. Today's edition of Music Corner will present Romi Sangka, a simple young man and very friendly, should be appreciated toward his dedication in music. Since the beginning of his music career, he still exists in the ballad genre. According to him, through ballad music,
he can directly dedicate his feeling from his deepest heart. All of his music works is actually begin from love and sympathy toward communities. In October 2012, Romi released a single entitled Menyakitkan. The song Menyakitkan, composed by himself, tells about the story of daily life. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Menyakitkan by Romi Sangka.
Segalanya tanpa perlu kata-kata. Telah kau pilih jalan untukmu, mungkin ini yang terbaik. Jalan kita berbeda. Ku yakinkan dalam hatiku, oh menyakitkan. Secepat engkau pergi dan tinggalkan aku sendiri, tersimpan kenangan manis yang tak akan terlupa. Ku rindukan canda tawamu, oh
listen to the song entitled Menyakitkan by Romi Sangka. From his experience in the music career and the unique vocal invited by a top musician in Indonesia interested to produce the song Menyakitkan at Palu Record. With his characteristic vocal, beautiful lyrics, a good arrangement of music, Romi Sangka believed his new single will be accepted by the music lovers and musical industry in Indonesia. Now, let's enjoy the next song entitled Bunga by Romi Sangka.
Setelah pertemuan itu, perasaan hati beda. Tak sadar terpikat cintamu, walau hanya bisa kusimpan. Mengingatmu tak ada habisnya, memikirkanmu karena ku suka. Bayang wajahmu selalu ku rindu. Mungkinkah kan terulang kisah kita?
Dear listener, now we will introduce you to another musician, Tommy Budis. To realize his dreams, Tommy performed a solo project. He expects his music can be accepted by people widely by supporting from friends other musicians. He said his music is influenced by a number of musicians with various genres, especially grunge and rock. However, this project is dominantly influenced by pop genre. Starting from making demos that was only processed in his room, Tommy then collected more than 20 songs in 2 months. Then he got an idea to seriously record his songs in the professional recording company. The song entitled Menghapus Perih was chosen as the first single of Tommy Budis featuring Brinas, one of Indonesian Idol finalists in 2006. Before we conclude the segment of Music Corner, let's listen to a song Menghapus Perih by Tommy Budis featuring Brinas. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.